National back with you via halftime show at the United Center. Bulls lead the Wizards at the half by 8, 50-42. Well, tonight's conversation is with Bulls head athletic trainer Fred Tedeschi, a longtime member of the Bulls organization who is one of those unsung heroes with the team, but is quick to credit companies like Athletico, which partners with the Bulls and provides terrific assistance with rehabilitation, fitness, and performance. First question for Fred Tedeschi. I asked him what a typical home game is like for him.
We all get together up at the Berto Center for a 10 o'clock kind of a mini practice. We'll do a lot of the therapy and try and get an idea of what the injury status is with everybody. And then we got a couple hours, we'll break, and then I usually get down to the United Center between 3:30 and 4 and start getting everything ready for a 7 o'clock game. You know, every game's an away game for us because we keep all of our stuff at the Berto Center, so we're either hauling it down to the United Center or we're hauling it to the airport for an away game. So, you know, we're kind of like a wandering band of minstrels here, just taking our show wherever we go.
What changes on road games? And you're kind of the traveling secretary for the team. Tell us more about that on the road.
Well, that is a big component of what goes on. We end up having to, or at least I have to, and my assistant Jeff Tanaka is a great help with working with the hotel people, working with the buses and itineraries, and also Karen Stack Umloff in our office is very instrumental in trying to make sure everything runs smoothly. But when we're on site at a hotel, a new arena, usually the person they look to kind of coordinate, especially when it deals with airplanes and things like that.
Visiting with Bulls trainer Fred Tedeschi. And Fred, what about during the season? How closely do you work with the team when not all the players maybe around the United Center?
Well, we're fortunate to have a great relationship with Athletico. They have a number of clinics in the area that are convenient for our players. So if somebody is left behind, we can kind of continue their therapy in conjunction with what we're doing. They've got some great specialists that do some very different techniques in active release and things like that. So for me, I take great comfort knowing that when Jeff and I do leave, we've got people back here that can take care of our players.
Can you tell us about Carlos, how it's coming along? And I know you're discussing on Sports Radio today. How long is he going to be out for? Have we set a date yet or anything?
No, we're getting close, but we're coming up on the six-week mark next week, and I think we'll hopefully look at getting him to do some higher-level activities since he just came out of the splint and got his pins out. So everything's going good. We haven't targeted a date yet, but we're getting close.
Can you talk about Carlos's attitude? I see him in the locker room, and he's a great teammate to have, it looks like. He's great with the media, great with his teammates, a good guy to work with, will we say?
Carlos has been fantastic through the whole thing. He's with the disappointment of the injury, but he has done great work in terms of keeping himself in shape. He supported his teammates. Every doctor's appointment he's had over a rush he's made, I haven't had to remind him of anything. He's been absolutely terrific.
That's Bulls head athletic trainer Fred Tedeschi. We're at halftime. Bulls right now leading the Wizards 50-42. After a short break, I'll be back with first half stats. You're listening to Bulls basketball on the Chicago Bulls Radio Network.